Boy, 3WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 8 o'clock, he just walked in. Jackie the Joke Man Martling, good to see you.
Why?
Why?
Why? Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Van stage, you're still sexy, that's why.
Of course.
We'll talk to Jackie. It is a Michigan State sweatshirt. Nice. I don't know you went to Michigan State.
He didn't. He stole it. 1971, mechanical engineer, and I used my diploma to roll pot. And that's a true story.
I believe every word of it.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to him next. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger JP. Now maybe. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 805, sunny and 65 today. Jackie the Joke Man Martling in the studio with us, confessing last night you were out a bit late.
Ah! Guy comes running out. Guy comes walking up to a doctor's office and a nun comes running out screaming. Ah! The guy goes in and says, Doc, what's with the nun? He says, I just told her she's pregnant. Oh. The guy says, the nun's pregnant? And Doc says, no, but it cured her hiccups.
Jesus Christ. That's pretty good. I like that one.
Yes, I smoked a little weed last night. Not really, but I want to sound hip for
you.
Oh,
I thought
audience.
You meant you were out drinking.
No, I don't drink. Not going up on 15 years, no booze.
Wow.
Nothing? Nothing.
Not even a Heineken?
No.
Zero.
The one that, you know, a few times I'd be in a bar with somebody and I'd be really, you know, thirsty and my friend say, what do you want? And I'd say, Diet Coke, you know. So I'd see a Diet Coke with lemon, and I reach it and take a big glug of it, and turned out it was the guy's rum and Coke by accident.
Okay.
So that was as far as I got, but, it, you know, it's so funny when you drink for so long, and then you quit, you know, and all of a sudden you take a sip by accident. I know it sounds dramatic, but I swear to you, every cell in my body jumps up and says, We're drinking again! I have no idea how the hell I wound up there.
Jeez, Minnesota.
And it was like New Year's Eve, and there was a really sexy girl standing there with huge cleavage, and some guy being funny just like poured champagne down her cleavage. And without thinking, being my idiot self, I just lunged down and slurped up the champagne between her boobs just to be funny.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I realized what I had done. And, you know, the marching band went off. Like, wow. And I told the girl, wow, I feel really weird. I said, not about licking your boobs, but I forgot that's liquor.
I don't drink.
Yeah, I don't drink. I do boobs. I did those this morning. Huh? No, I didn't give up boobs.
Why'd you quit? Why'd you quit drinking?
So I wouldn't die.
Yeah, was that crazy?
No, you know, when I got off the Stern Show, I had too much free time. You know, I said, am I going to spend the rest of my life waiting for 5 o'clock, or am I going to do something?
Right.
So I quit drinking and did nothing.
Well?
Who cares? It's fun. I've been, you know, I'm working on my book, and I've been writing about, you know, quitting drinking and what it's like and how weird it is. And it's so funny because everybody's like, you know, are you all right with it? And you don't ever even think about it. You really don't. You know, you go to a bar, you go to a party, you don't think about it at all. But when you first stop,
that's all you think about.
Well, you think about, you know, I wasn't going out for the first couple of weeks. And I'm like, you can't stay home. Anybody can lock themselves and duct tape yourself to a chair and not drink.
Right.
But I'm thinking, you're going to go to a bar and you're going to walk in. Everybody's going to be looking at you like, you're an imposter. What are you doing here? And then you realize you get a seltzer and put a stirrer in it. Nobody knows, and nobody cares.
No, nobody cares. That's
and not
true.
Only that, but they're not drinking as much as me. Yeah, I'll see somebody in there holding a drink, and an hour later, they're holding the same drink, and you want to go, are you going to drink that or what? Yeah. Jesus Christ, you're standing there like an idiot, you know.
And you're 4 drinks in at that point.
Yeah, I would be, you know, but who cares, you know. So I just quit, and see, it was easy. It was excellent. People say, oh, you didn't have a problem. You know what's great? All you drinkers out there, I got a friend whose mother is a...
Nobody in our audience drinks.
I'm sure there's alcohol. She alcoholic counts her for, she's 85, so she did it for 60 years, whatever. And she said, well, what was the extent of your problem? You know, she's just a friend, you know? And I said, well, you know, people say, maybe you didn't have a problem. I say, you know what? I never got up in the morning and needed a drink or had a drink in the morning. I never sat and watched football or baseball and drank a beer. And I never watched, you know, watched primetime TV with my wife and had a drink. And I look and she's smiling. I said, what's so funny? She said, anybody that describes their drinking and uses the word never is an alcoholic. And that's pretty astute. You know, that if you ever had to give it that much
that
thought,
something?
You know, if it's in your mind and you're thinking of the extent of your problem, you wouldn't be thinking about the extent of your problem if there wasn't a problem.
Right, it was pretty astute,
you know.
You had all those specific examples, and I tipped her right off.
This is how good I was. This is, you know, OJ only had one bad day.
Right.
So, a guy got a big fat wife.
Uh-oh.
She gets out of the shower and sits on the toilet and gets stuck. So he calls the plumber, then he realizes she's sitting there naked. That's not good, so he takes his bowling derby and puts it on her lap to cover up, you know?
Okay.
And the plumber shows up and he looks. He says, well, pal, he says, I think I could save your wife, but the guy in the hats will go on. Give me a plug. I'm here. I'm not here to see you guys.
Saturday night at the Bolton Center in Bayshore on the 21st. BoltonCenter.org. He's got tickets. We got some. Do we have... We'll figure something out. I think we have tickets.
Lovely Michelle. That is the greatest space. I went to see Jimmy Webb there. He's my neighbor. He's a good pal, Jimmy Webb, the songwriter. And what a great, great space. Not a bad
Bolton
seat.
Bolton Center is awesome.
Like, wow. Now, if you're a performer and you go to a place like that, all you can think about is, man, I want to get up there.
Right.
And she came up and said, hey, Jackie, you want to do a show here? I said, well, hell yeah.
There you go.
So, and it's almost sold out. It's not very big. So, no. Yeah, I sold out all four seats, you know. But but it's a beautiful spot, and I'm going to be there. And
so Jackie's there this Saturday. Yeah. More with Jackie the Joke Man Martlin coming up next. But right now, Ted's got to get... This is the end.
Who the hell can tell?
Yeah, I gotcha.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. That's the voice of Jackie the Joke Man Martling. Of course, you know from Howard's show.
This music's a real pick-me-up, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, this guy just want to dance. Who died?
Jackie's at the Bolton
Center. What
are
you playing
Saturday?
When I'm in here? Bolton Center. Don't let me talk over my play.
Okay. Bolton Center this Saturday night, the 21st.
You got to get them, BoltonCenter.org.
Yes.
So it's good to see you. What's going on with you? You got a book maybe coming? What do you got going on?
I got a book. I don't know when it's coming out yet, but I'm done. They told me I need 80,000 words, and I got 120,000.
Man.
And some of it's true, and it's so funny. And all the stupid crap that happened to me in my life is just fun. You know, I know they're going to
be... Oh, so that's it. It's about your life for
the
whole time.
Yeah, they're going to say, we wanted 150% Howard Stern. It's not going to be. You know, it's like a lot of fun. You know, I should have died four times before I even met him, you know, so...
Wow.
We'll see what happens. And the stories are funny. But, you know, you start writing your own book. You do it, and it's so interesting. It's so funny. And then the next day, you look at it, and like, who cares about that? You know, like, it vacillates so much, like writing a song or doing anything. You know, one minute it's so great. And
you didn't bring anybody to do it for you or with you? You're doing it all yourself?
No, they weren't there. I was the one that was there. You know, I'll bring somebody in, you know, because, you know. But, I mean, I can spell, and I got a sense of grammar, and I don't want somebody coming in and, you know, I want it to read like I talk, and I want it to be conversational, and I don't want it to be, wait, let me make it slick.
Right.
You know, I don't want that. I would do it myself first.
Are you the last comic standing without a podcast?
You know, I very well might be, and I'm kind of in the market for one. I've been talking to a couple of different people, and, you know, you get to the point where if you're not doing one, they're wondering why, and they start offering you stuff, and so we'll see what happens.
Because I had heard you did it. You did Artie Lang, I guess, has a podcast. I heard you did that one.
I did that last Monday, a week ago today, and we did it right in this place in Hoboken, looking over the water, and just we had so much fun. You know, Dan Filato his producer, is so interesting, and we just laughed our balls off for an hour and a half. You know, and Twitter explodes. You know,
because
he's got like hundreds of thousands of followers, and you know, and they're like, oh, good to see you guys together again. Meanwhile, we never haven't been together. You know.
Right.
And you've always been friends. There was nothing between you guys?
Never,
after
ever,
he took
ever.
Over the slot where you were?
No.
On the Howard Show?
He came 8 months later. You know, they tried five or six different people and then gave up, and then he came months and months later. But it was great. You know, I just DirecTV show three times, and that was really fun. You know, doing all those shows are great. You know, going on with Anthony, and Friday I'm going on with John Fugelsang. Do you know who he is? He's a real funny dude on he does afternoons on 121 on Sirius. And tonight I'm doing Jerry Cooney's show.
Jerry
Cooney has a show on Sirius XM.
Are you serious?
From 6 to 8. I probably, on, I don't know, a sports
about
channel,
what?
Boxing channel. Somehow it's about being tall. No, I don't know. It's about boxing. I said, Cooney, I don't know anything about boxing. He said, yeah, but you're really funny and I really like you. So I said, I'll go on. You know, he's so funny. He always gets up and tells jokes when you know, do these outings and...
Are you doing that thing with the audience at the Bolton Center where if they
stump the joke, man? Of course.
No, they buy a ticket, and if they get up and tell a joke, they get half their money back?
No, that's my Broadway Comedy Club show. That's tonight. I'm doing the last one tonight.
That's
$10 to get in. If you tell a joke, you get back $5, and you can do it twice, and you can break even. You know, I've been doing that show for like 3 or 4 months, and every show – whether I have 10 people or 50 people, every single person in the audience has gotten up and either told a joke or read a joke I gave them. I got a wheel that's got 36 politically incorrect, you know, categories, you know, Jews and bad sex and, you know, a midget, you know, so, oh God, I...
Give us a midget joke. Go.
Why do midgets giggle when they run through a field?
Why?
Because the grass tickles the testicle.
Jew joke. Go.
Why do Jews watch porn movies backwards?
I don't know.
They like to part with a hooker gives the money back.
Bad sex joke. Go.
A guy, a Republican, is having anal sex with his wife for the first time, and she says, "Ow, that hurts." He says, "No, it doesn't. It feels great." See, it's fun. So people don't have a joke for the category. I do, and then I give them a joke. And it's so fun, and if they read it wrong, I correct it and give them a hard time. It's just, it's just like goofy.
The last time we heard you, telling us you were going to do that show, and now you've done it for three or four months. That's great.
It's just so much fun. That's cool. At the Bolton Center Saturday, I'm going to play some songs and tell some jokes. And I've been telling, you know, I've been writing my book, so I'm writing stories and then telling the stories at night at my gig because I can't, you know. And they're not all things that directly happen to me because some of these things, you got to shit. John Fox is dead. But he was a great, great comic and a real good friend. We were in that movie, Comedy's Dirtiest Dozen, like 25 years ago. And we became really, really close friends. And he worked with Rodney a lot. And he said that he was with Rodney in an elevator in Las Vegas. And they were coming down in the elevator. And it stopped. And a little tiny Japanese lady got on the elevator. And then they're going down. And on the way down, Fox said Rodney blasted the loudest, most disgusting, obscene smelling and sounding fart he'd ever heard. Just blasted it. And the elevator reeked. And then they got to the bottom floor and the doors opened up. There's a million people waiting to get in the elevator. And as him and Fox and the little lady walked out, Rodney looked down at the little Japanese lady and said, "You're really disgusting, you know?"
That's great.
I mean, for what reason? You know, he's like a, you know, 70-year-old man just being a stupid prankster, you know? Oh, God.
Chinese driver joke. Go.
Chinese driver joke. You know, I had a whole routine on this.
I stumped the joke, man. What do I get?
You stumped the joke. What was the joke he used to tell with the Chinese? Because they can't see over the dashboard.
That's good to do it backwards like that.
All right, work backwards.
Chinese driver.
We'll do traffic. We'll do commercials.
Oh, how do you know when the... How do you know when the? How do you know when the Asians have moved into the neighborhood?
No,
the Mexicans get car insurance. I did it. It took a second.
You sure did.
It took a second.
You sure did.
8:27. Jack and the Junkman Marlin.
That's a good one too.
Hanging with us.
Here's Ted. Sunrise Highway, eastbound at exit
31, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. Jackie the Joke Man, Martling, hanging with us. Of course, many years with Howard Stern and many years of stand-up here on the island, a Long Island guy from Bayville. Want to talk to him. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
It's Ernie. Hey, awesome show in Lindenhurst about a month and a half ago, you know?
Oh, there you go.
Studio Theater?
Yeah, that was awesome. Have to tell that midget joke with the hookers. I love that one.
Midget joke with the hookers? What is it?
I'll be listening.
All right.
What do you got, Jack?
Well, so two midgets chip in for a lottery ticket, and they win the lottery. The midgets win the lottery. You're not supposed to say midget. I'll tell you that's fine later.
That's okay.
That's all right. So the midgets chip in for a lottery ticket, and they win the lottery. The two midgets win the lottery, so they get motel rooms next to each other, and each get a prostitute. So the first midget goes in the room with a hooker, and he's a midget. He didn't ever say to a whore, so right. He's staring at her. Staring at her. And the next room he hears, "Ugh! Ugh!" All night long. And the next morning, the two midgets come out of the motel rooms. And the first midget says, the second midget, "I didn't know what to say to her." And the second midget says, "I couldn't even get up on the bed." That's a great joke. You know the classic one?
Go.
Where the guy gets in an accident and the driver of the other car, he rams into another car and the other driver gets out and it's a dwarf. And the dwarf walks over and looks at the damage and comes over the guy's window and he says, "I'm not happy." And the guy says, Well, then which one are you?
Look at Jack, you on fire this morning.
Oh, Bolton Center, tell him.
Saturday night.
Got you.
8 p.m., Bolton Center.
More with Jackie Marley next, 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. Welcome to the jungle. Degrees today. Jackie the Joke Man Martley hanging with us. We just got in your car. He's been telling jokes for all morning so far. It's awesome. I love when you just pop them out like nothing.
I just pop them out. And, you know, my favorite joke, I don't know how long ago I was here, but first I'm telling my Twitter, at Jackie Martley. I had to fight. Took a month of fighting to get my own name on Twitter. There was a guy who had at Jackie Martley, and it was verified. The blue check, that meant it was him.
Okay.
And it wasn't me. But now it's at Jackie Martling every day at 4:20 p.m. marijuana time. I tweet a joke. And they're very politically incorrect and horrible. And Twitter blows up every day because they say something about, you know, you put a lesbian joke or a feminist joke or midget. They go nuts. I don't care. You know, I don't care. They don't know where I am.
It's just a joke.
Just a joke. At Jackie Martling. But my favorite new joke, the guy goes for a job interview. And the interviewer says, what do you think is your biggest fault? And the guy says, I think my biggest fault is my honesty. And the interviewer says, I don't think honesty is a fault. And the guy says, I don't give a crap what you think.
Right. I'm sure that's a little bit more graphic on the Twitterverse.
It could be a little bit more graphic.
Lesbian, go.
Lesbian.
Oh, I like this.
What's it mean when two lesbians make love?
What?
It doesn't mean dick.
Feminist.
Feminist. Why haven't they sent a woman to the moon?
Why?
It doesn't need cleaning. That's not a feminist joke. That's just to piss them off.
Yeah.
You know why? You know why sumo wrestlers shave their legs?
Why?
So nobody will mistake them for lesbians. That's the greatest joke.
Why did you think?
The greatest feminist joke is, how many feminists does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
That's not funny. I love it.
Brett's just in the background.
That's his job.
He's laughing at everything.
He's laughing. He's got to laugh.
I love that.
Why not? Why not?
So how many jokes are in your head? Thousands and tens of thousands?
You know, people always ask that. You know, there's no answer because...
It seems like it's endless.
Well, there's a million, versions of every joke. You know, there's two great jokes from the 50s that got put together that became that joke... you know what, I wrote it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the original joke was the piano player is playing in a bar and taking requests. And when he does a request, he gets a tip. And so the people are putting the tips on the bar, and his monkey is going up and down the bar picking up the tips. And the monkeys walk along. As the monkeys walk along, he bends over, and when he kind of squats down, the monkey's balls go into some guy's beer. And the guy comes over to the piano player and says, do you know your monkey's balls are in my beer? And the guy says, no, man, but if you hum it, I'll fake it. Which is just cherry. It's just cherry.
Look how happy he gets. He's doing what he's doing.
You know what I did for a while? I had this thing, this idea, the concept. But it didn't go anywhere because there was only two jokes it would work with. But it was to take the oldest, stalest joke
and
add one more line to it. So, like, the joke is that this isn't funny, but a horse goes into a bar, and the bartender says, why the long face? And the horse says, I have cancer.
That one extra line.
The other one was the kid comes to the door and says, Mrs. Johnson, can Johnny come play baseball with us? And she says, now, you know Johnny has no arms or legs. And the kid says, that's right. We're going to use him for third base. And the lady says, all right, I'll dress him in white.
Right on, man.
That's horrible. Bolton Center.
That's horrible.
Bolton Center, Saturday night, not Friday night.
Saturday night, the 21st.
Michelle, let's give Michelle a shout out. She's so beautiful, the woman that runs the place.
She is cute, isn't she?
Yes, 8 p.m. Come on down and play some songs, a little Stump the Joke Man. Be a real party.
At Jackie Martling on Twitter. Jackie, thanks for coming down, man. Always fun.
You are awesome.
At Jackie
Always
Martling.
Fun.
I like it.
Kill
Bring
it
me
on
back.
Saturday.
Let's do Tampa. Let's do it all, man.
Okay. We'll talk about the Tampa thing.
Thank you. I'm in Newsday this week.
Are you for what?
Dave Kublai's got me in Newsday for the Bolton Center. My friend Dave Kublai. You know, if you're around long enough, you know everybody.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, an interview? What do you got? A couple jokes on the kids' page?
No, right. Did an interview.
Crossword puzzle?
Did an interview. Knock, knock.
Are you giving Sudoku
Who's
tips?
There?
Interrupting Cal.
interrupting.
Moo.
Jesus Christ.
Perfect for kids. Yeah. Jackie Marling, everybody. Right now it's 8:41.
Yes.
Here's Ted.
L-I-E what?